This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. This is the May 30, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading summaries of articles on hydrocephalus, congenital malformation, and oncology published today. Predictors of the need for cerebrospinal fluid diversion in patients with myelomeningocele. A clinical article by Blake Phillips and colleagues. Most patients with myelomeningocele are shunt dependent for hydrocephalus. Until the development of the intrauterine repair of myelomeningocele, there were no reported improvements in the shunt rate of these patients over time. In a retrospective review of all patients at Arkansas Children's Hospital undergoing postnatal repair of myelomeningocele, the authors found an overall shunt placement rate of 75%, which was similar to the control arm in the management of myelomeningocele study, and a greater rate than in those patients undergoing prenatal repair of myelomeningocele. Regardless of the type of repair, the majority of patients with myelomeningocele will require cerebrospinal fluid diversion for hydrocephalus. The second aim of this investigation was to identify signs and symptoms that were most consistent with the need for cerebrospinal fluid diversion. The study found that classic predictors of hydrocephalus in the neonate, such as bradycardia and apneic episodes, were not significantly correlated with the need for a shunt. Significant clinical indicators for the need of cerebrospinal fluid diversion included fontanelle characteristics and an occipital frontal head circumference increase of more than 3 mm per day. Additional computed tomography and ultrasonography-based radiological information, including the ventricular index, thalamo-occipital distance, and frontal occipital horn ratio, were appropriate adjuncts, with ultrasonography parameters being as good, if not better than, computed tomography parameters. Rathke cleft cysts in twins with type 2C von Hippel-Lindau disease. A report of two cases by Wei Zia Huff and colleagues. Von Hippel-Lindau disease is an autosomal dominant cancer syndrome caused by mutations in the von Hippel-Lindau tumor suppressor gene. Patients with the disease are predisposed to the formation of multiple central nervous system and visceral tumors. Rathke's cleft cysts have not been associated with von Hippel-Lindau disease. In this case report, the authors present twin sisters with radiographically similar cellar lesions and type 2C von Hippel-Lindau disease. Both sisters required surgery for pheochromocytoma. One sister required surgery for progressive visual loss. Pathological investigation of the specimen confirmed Rathke's cleft cyst. The authors discuss the genetics and possible causative factors of this rare combination. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.